扎的神迹。
We are going to talk about the miracles Elisha performed.
啊，我们用两节的时间啊，再提到以利亚跟以利沙的传承。
We use two sessions to talk about the succession from Elijah to Elisha.
啊，以利沙不只是从以利亚来承受先知的职分。
Elisha inherited the special status of being a prophet from Elijah.
啊，以利沙渴望能够有以利亚的灵性。
Elisha deeply desired the spirituality of Elijah.
所以他祈求灵能够加倍的感动他。
And therefore he prayed that let a double portion of his spirit be upon him.
啊，真的，以利亚升天，他看到，而且以利亚的衣服掉下来。
And indeed, Elisha saw Elijah went up to heaven, and his mantle also fell behind him.
哦，所以他有这件衣服，他有这个身份，同时他有以利亚那个加倍的灵。
And not only he had Elijah's mantle, he also had the responsibility status, but he also received a double portion of the spirit.
所以用这件衣服打水就分开了。
And therefore, when he took up the mantle that Elijah had fallen from him, the water.
哦，所以以利亚栽培了五十个先知的门徒，看到这样，他们就下拜了。
So when Elijah's students, 50 of them, saw exactly what happened, they actually bowed down before him.
哦，所以今天这告诉我们啊，我们在教会的传承啊，不只是工作的传承。
So this teaches us that in church, when we train up successors,
哦，在工作之上要有灵性的传承。
We need to make sure that they also have the spiritualities.
啊，那如果有灵性的传承，那神的同在，神的能力会继续彰显在我们教会里面。
And if they have the spirituality, then the word that God will abide with them.
哦，若我们现在在这个地方，全国神训班其实就是在栽培我们的灵性。
So in this NATS, what we are doing is we are spiritually cultivating ourselves.
哦，希望我们回到地方教会，能够得到神的同在、同工，能够有更美好的侍奉。
So when we return to our local church, the abundance of God continues, then we can continue to serve the Lord.
好，我们看啊，《列王记下》第二章。
Let's continue reading 2 Kings chapter 2.
啊，《列王记下》的第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
啊，第三章，哎，我看第二章十九节哈。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节哈，耶利哥城的人对以利沙说：“这城地势美好，我主看见了，只是水恶劣，土产不熟而落。”这个地方讲哈，耶利哥啊，地势美好。
Here it tells us that the city of Jericho, the land indeed is pleasant.
啊，但是。水质恶劣。
But the water is bad.
哦，有时候我们到非洲去啊，哎，看他们非洲的土地啊，非常美好。
When we went to Africa, we can see that the land in Africa indeed is very pleasant.
哦，那怎么知道它的土地美好呢？
And how do you know the lands over there are pleasant?
它那个椰子树啊，可以长三层楼、四层楼这么高。
Because if you look at the coconut trees, they are as tall as three stories or four stories high.
哎，没有人施肥啊。
And no one needs to fertilize them.
哦，啊，但是为什么有时候他们没有东西吃？
But how come they don't have too many things to eat?
啊，因为没有水。
Because the water, they lack water.
哦，所以要耕种有困难。
So therefore, it's hard for them to cultivate.
啊，这个地方讲哦，地美好。
And here it says the land indeed is pleasant.
哦，但不是没有水哦，这是水的恶劣。
But here it says
水本身是不好的。
It says the water is bad.
啊，那水不好啊，虽然流过那个美好的地啊。但是土产就不会长大。
Even though the land is pleasant, but the water is bad, so the ground barren.
那土产不熟而落怎么办呢？就没有收成啊。
So when the water is bad and the land is barren, so there's no fruitation.
那没有收成啊，大家就饿肚子了，因为食物不够。
Because there's lack of food, so everyone gets hungry.
那现在这个要怎么解决？
So how do we solve this issue?
这个就是要靠神了。
And this we need to rely on God.
所以二十节。
Verse 20.
伊丽莎说：“你们拿一个新瓶。”来庄严给我，他们就拿来给他。二十一节。
Verse 21.
他到了水源，将盐倒在水中，说：“神如此说，我治好的这水，从此以后不再使人死，也不再使地土不生产。”二十二节。
Verse 22.
于是那水治好了，直到今天，正如伊丽莎所说的。这个地方伊丽莎就讲拿一个瓶装盐给我。
Elisha said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it."
然后他倒了水源，这个盐一倒在水里面这个水就治好了。
And he went to the source of the water and he cast in the salt there.
那治好了，喝那个水不会死啊，而且那个地也会开始出产啊。
And he healed the water, and from there, he said that there shall be no more death or barrenness.
那圣经写的就是要帮助我们怎么实践在生活当中。
Whatever is written in the Word of God, it actually helps us to know how to apply them in our lives.
那这一块地是代表什么？
So what does this ground, this land represent?
主耶稣曾经讲过撒种的比喻吧。
And our Lord Jesus talked about the parable of sower.
这个种子一撒下去，四种不同的土地。
And when the seeds are sown, they are rested on four different types of ground.
所以撒种的比喻那个地代表什么？
So what does the land in the parable of the sower represent?
撒种那个比喻那个地代表什么？
What does the ground represent?
人的心呢？对。
It represents the heart of men.
所以大家一起听道理哦。
So everyone listen to the sermon.
我们相信同一个耶稣。
We believe in the same God.
拜同一个神。
We worship the same God.
读同一本圣经。
We read the same Bible.
我们在这里同样来查考神的话。
And we hear studying the Word of God.
那神的话就掉，好像种子掉进去了。
So the Word of God is like seed.
但是每一个人改变不一样。
But everyone changes is different.
那为什么每个人改变不一样？心不一样。
Why everyone's changes is different? Because it's the heart.
所以这里讲地势美好，就是表示这个人看起来好像人不错了。
It means that, well, the Bible said when the ground is pleasant, that means, well, this person's heart is pretty good.
那只是水恶劣。
But the water is bad.
地要加上水，这块地才会有出产。
If land without water, there will be no cultivation.
那水恶劣，地就没有出产了。
So when the water is bad and the ground barren, there's nothing left.
那我们现在要想就是这一瓶盐，把它倒在水源，那水就医好了。
So we have to think, now that Elisha, he actually went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt.
那现在请问这个水源是什么？
So what is the source? What is the source?
这个水源就是水从那边流出来啊，那个水源是什么？
So what is the source of the water?
圣灵。
Holy Spirit?
约翰福音讲圣灵是活水，这个不错的。
Now the book of John tells us that the Holy Spirit is water.
但是这个水源出来的水不好。
But here it says the source of the water is bad.
所以那个盐要倒在水源，不是倒在水的最后端。
So the salt needs to be poured in the water, not at the end of the water.
我想请问大家找一下我们一生的果效从哪里发出来的？
Let's find out.
从心发出来，对不对？在哪里地方有记
？Okay, where does it record that?
箴言第四章 第几节？二十三节，对不对？
Let's turn to Prophet chapter 4, verse 23.
啊，箴言四章二十三节。
Prophet chapter 4, verse 23.
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出来。这里讲哦，我们一生要怎么生活，到最后是什么？从心发出来的。
Here it tells us that how we live our life has so much to do with our heart because out of it springs the issues of life.
所以善人从他心里的善就活出善的生活。
Therefore, a good person out of his goodness of his heart, he will lead a good life.
那恶人从他心里的恶就活出恶的生活。
And an evil man out of the spring of his heart will lead an evil life.
哦，所以有时候我们也不知道我的心啊，我怎么知道我的心？
And sometimes we don't even know what's going on in our hearts.
哦，如果不知道我们的心，就看我们的生活。
If you don't know the condition of your heart, then you look at your lives.
因为我们的生活就是我们的心的一个具体的表现。
Because from looking at how we live our life is actually a reflection of our hearts.
啊，因此我们可以看哦，天下之下，传道书里面哦，天下没有什么新鲜事。
And according to the book of Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun.
啊，因此你看，每个人活的大概都差不多。
So if you look at everyone, we live almost the same.
那如果你看到一个人哦，他的生活跟大家不一样。
And if you observe a person, and he or she is very different from the rest.
这个代表什么？
What does it mean?
一生的果效从心发出来嘛，哦，你如果看到一个人，他的生活跟大家不一样，这个代表什么？
If you observe a person, and he or she lives a very different life, and it says here, out of it spring the issues of life, what does it represent?
代表他的心啊，跟大家不一样。
So it means that his heart is very different from the rest.
所以我们信耶稣哦，要改变哦，不是用外表去改变了。
So when we believe in Christ, if we want to change, it's not a changing of outward changes.
你如果用十诫哦，用外表来规定是很痛苦的。
And if you look at the Ten Commandments, and you're like, wow, that's a bunch of rules.
哦。要孝敬父母。
I have to honor my parents.
不可杀人。
I could not kill.
啊，不可犯奸淫。
I could not commit adultery.
不可偷盗。
I could not steal.
不可作假见证。
I could not bear false witness.
哇，这个哦，太难了。
And this is so hard.
哦，要守安息日。
I have to keep the Sabbath.
哦，然后哦，要荣耀神的名。
I have to honor the Lord, glorify His name.
哦，不可以拜偶像。
I could not worship any idols.
十诫很多，要跟不要。
There are a lot of do's and don'ts in the Ten Commandments.
我生活担子已经很重了，我不信耶稣了。
And I have so much stress in my life, and I don't know if I want to worship the Lord.
哦，我们要从外表哦来遵守十诫，真的是担子很重啊。
And if we want to keep the Ten Commandments outwardly, and I tell you the stress, the burden is indeed heavy.
啊，但是呢，我们的一生是从心发出来的。
But our life, our hearts, out of it springs the issues.
十诫在讲什么？
What does the Ten Commandments teach us?
所有的诫命总归到最后两条是什么？
Because all the commandments, we can sum it up into just two commandments. And what are they?
爱神跟爱人。
We need to love God and love men.
好，那十诫的前面四条是什么？
And what does the first Ten Commandments tell us?
爱神。十诫的后面六条是什么？
And the last six?
爱人。
The Ten Commandments, we need to love men.
哦，所以十诫其实在讲爱啊，爱神跟爱人。
So the Ten Commandments tells us that we need to love God and love men.
那如果我们这样了解哈，为什么十诫很难做出来？对一般人。
So when we understand this, and how come it is so difficult for a lot of people to live this out?
啊，爱不够。
The answer is we don't have enough love.
哦，爱不够你就很难，十诫就变成重担了。
Because we don't have enough love, then the Ten Commandments become a burden.
哦，那十诫如果做不出来
，and because we cannot live out the full Ten Commandments,
哦，我们就活在罪里面了。
Then we continue to live in sin.
所以这里讲哦，那个水啊，是水的水不好啊。
Here it talks about the water is bad.
哦，所以人吃了会死啊。
So whoever drinks the water, he or she will die.
地也不会出产啊。
and no, the ground is barren.
为什么？
Why?
因为人缺乏爱啊，罪就充满人的心了。
Because we lack love, so therefore we're filled with sin.
哦，所以。
Therefore.
哦，罪的结果就是死啊。
The wages of sin is death.
哦，我们来看我们很熟的圣经节。
Let's look at a very familiar passage.
啊，加拉太书。
Let's look at the book of Galatians.
哦，加拉太书的第五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
第五章的十九节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 19、
情欲的事是显而易见的就如奸淫污秽邪荡二十节
verse 20、
拜偶像行邪术仇恨增进恼恨结党、纷争异端二十一节
21.
嫉妒醉酒荒宴我从前告诉你告诉行这样的人必不能承受神的国如果我们从十九节读到二十一节
So we read verse 19 to verse 21、
大家看清楚有哪一件是好的
Please pay attention which one is good
有哪一件是好的
Which one is good
看清楚有哪一件是好的
Please look carefully. Which one is good?
我就问了，大家动动头脑，这样会精神比较容易集中。有哪一件是好的
？Please, which one is good?
没有一件是好的。
Not one.
好，第二个问题。
Second question.
有哪一件我们没有的
？Which one we have not committed?
有哪一件我没有的，在我心里面没有的？
And which works of the flesh you do not have?
为什么没有人举手？
How come no one raised hands?
没有一件是好的。
Not one is good.
每一件在我们心里都有。
Every one of these works of the flesh are within us.
只是有的多，有的少。
And it's just a matter of how much.
那一生的果效是从心发出来的。
Because out of the heart, it brings the issues of life.
所以我们这个出来那个水有问题啊。
So the water that comes out of our heart has problems.
哦，这个不好的我都有啊。
Everything coming out of our heart is bad.
哦，因此啊，为什么活得很痛苦
？And that's why we live in pain.
因为我们的心啊，里面有很多不好的。
Because within our heart, there's a lot of works of flesh.
哦，所以啊。我们要来治这个水源呐、
So we need to heal the source of the water.
不是后面哦，要从那个最根本的地方把盐倒进去。
Not what is coming out the source, but the root of the source.
因此我们在做基督徒在守道哦，不是哇，不可以偷懒。我本来是很想要公司的东西拿回去，这圣经说不可以偷懒那这太痛苦了。
So being a Christian is not like, you know, well, there's a bunch of good stuff at work that I could actually take, but now because God said do not steal, so I should not steal, so now I'm struggling. It's not like that.
这个不可以偷懒，你如果看英文，像小孩子的圣经记得最清楚，不是自己的东西不可以拿。
And even in a children's Bible, it said if it's not, that if it doesn't belong to me, I should not take it.
那这个就很简单了，有时候不可以偷，我这样是不是偷？我自己也搞不清楚。
So the Bible said, "Do not steal." So do not confuse yourself, or you know, make this really hard. It says, "Do not steal." Then you do not steal.
那小孩子他这个圣经翻得很清楚。
If you look at the picture of the Bible,
不是你的不可以拿。
If it's not yours, do not take it.
那这就很清楚了。
It's very, very clear.
我在路上捡到一百块。
So as I'm walking on the street, I found a $100 bill.
感谢主啊。
I said, thank the Lord.
奉献十一捐没有白费，你看我捡到一百块。
See, look, Lord, I found $100, so now I can donate 10% of it.
不是天上掉下来，是地上捡的。
It's not coming out of heaven, but I found it on the ground.
所以有一个姐妹，见证有一次她去露营吧，在那个露营地方捡到一个皮包。
And there was a sister, you know, when she was camping, she found a wallet.
他就把钱拿起来，皮包就放回去。
And then she took all the money out of the wallet and she left the wallet on the ground.
那后来第二次他到另外一个地方去。
And then and later she went to a different place.
他自己的皮包掉了。
And then she lost her own wallet.
他开车大概一个多钟头，他发现皮包还在那个地方。
And then she actually found out after she drove for about an hour and she realized her wallet was gone.
赶快开车回去。
And then she drove back.
发现有一个人哦，在那个皮包的旁边在等。
And there actually was a person stood right next to her wallet.
那个人说，我知道这个人哦，他里面证件这么多，一定很着急，我怕别人拿走，所以我在这边等。
And that person told her, you know, I realize this wallet actually contains so many credit cards and information, and I realize that person probably is very anxious to receive it back.
他真的很感动啊。
And she was so touched.
所以不是自己的东西不可以拿，不只是造就别人，对自己也有好处啊。
So if the things does not belong to you, then do not take it, because not only will edify others, it will also edify you.
那我们如果有这个爱进到里面。
So when we have love that enters into our hearts,
我们就想到那个这个拥有人到底他怎么感受。
Then we can actually be very sympathetic, understanding how other person feel.
那我们要行这个事情就不是很困难了。
So in order to live this out, it will not be as difficult as we think.
所以那个盐是什么？
So what is the salt?
我们现在看几节的圣经节。
Okay, let's look at a few verses.
哥罗西我们先看哥罗西书第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书从第三章十四节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 14.
先从第四章第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节说，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就知道应该怎么回答个人。这里讲哦，我们的言语哦要有盐呐。
It says here, let your speech always be with grace.
这里讲哦，前面说带着和气，好像用盐调和。
Season with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one.
那如果把这个盐拿掉哦，我们的言语哦就不会带着和，我们言语就不能造就人了。
And if we remove salt, then our speech will lack gentleness and will lack.
那这个带着柔和好像用盐调和。如果我们回到十二节就来看这个是怎么一回事。
So if we lack salt, then our speech will lack grace. Let's go back to chapter 3, verse
12.
Verse 12.
你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。这里讲哦，怜悯、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
It's here. It says, "Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness."
这个怜悯、谦虚、温柔、忍耐都是在心里面的。
Tender mercy, kindness, humility are all within us.
心里面你装不出来的。
You cannot pretend them.
所以圣经里面讲言语如果完全，这个人就完全。怎么这个样子呢？
Therefore, the Bible says, if our speech is perfect, then that person is perfect. And why is it that way?
因为言语是心的声音。
Because our speech is the source is represents our heart.
所以有时候我们在台上天天在讲道信徒很容易知道我们在想什么。
And if we deliver sermons, members will actually know our hearts.
因为你心想什么，一定会跑出来的。
Because whatever you think of will come out of your speech.
所以这个怜悯、谦虚、温柔、忍耐如果心里充满他言语上一定会表现出来，感觉得到。
And if your heart is filled with love, then people can actually feel your tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long suffering.
所以讲道本身不是只是发表演讲。
So when Ministry gives sermon. It's really not about just giving a speech.
讲道本身是一种灵性的表现。
Because when giving sermon is actually a representation of spirituality.
那十三节哈。
Let's look at verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要包容宽饶恕啊。那主怎样饶恕你们，也你们要怎样饶恕。这里就讲到饶恕。
And here it talks about forgiveness.
那十四节。
Verse 14.
在这个一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心是联络全德的。
Above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
这个联络全德什么意思？
And what does it mean when the Bible says the bond of perfection?
那个全德就是十二节到十三节的美德。
And verse 14, the bond of perfection is actually referring to verse 12, all the virtues recorded in verse 12.
所以这个怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐、饶恕，这些美德是用爱心连在一起的。
And including verse 13, forgiveness, they're all bond of perfection.
所以这些美德如果像珍珠一样，那爱心就是那个珍珠中间的那一条绳子。
So if you think about all these virtues, it's like a pearl, then love is like a thread that that goes through the pearl.
就把它串起来，然后你就可以戴在颈项上，这个就是你的装饰。
And then you can put them all on your neck, and they will be your adornment.
所以做基督徒最重要不是外面的装饰。
So as Christians, it's really not about our outward appearance or adornment.
我今天来教会聚会，带一个几克拉的钻石。
So it's not like, oh, I'm coming to church today. I'm going to wear a few huge carat.
过一下子就摸摸头发。
And then I will touch my hair during service.
或者说戴劳力士的手表。
And I will wear a Cadillac.
等一下看一下，
Watch.
手表是劳力士，每一次聚会都迟到。
So because my watch brand is Cartier, right? Cartier.Rolex. So because of Rolex, so I get wearily.
所以做基督徒不是来教会不需要这些东西。
Actually, when we come to church, we do not need all these stuff.
但是我们在教会里面要把属灵的项链带来。
But when we come to church, we have to put on the pearl or the necklace of all these virtues.
那爱心就连在一起。
And love is the one that binds everything together.
诸位有没有这个体验啊？你这个项链忽然间中间那一条线断掉，变成什么？
So all ladies, you all have worn necklaces before. So if the thread breaks, then what happens?
所以有珍珠掉在地上。
So all the pearls actually fall on the ground.
所以这个美德都是从爱心出来的。
So all bond of perfection actually comes from love.
如果爱心没有，这些美德都消掉失掉了。
And if we don't have love, everything will vanish.
所以用这样来了解这个第四章的第六节。
So if we with this context, we look at chapter 4, verse 6 in the book of Colossians.
言语要带着和气，好像用盐调和，那个盐就可以把它了解做爱心了。
So here it says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ought you answer one another, is actually referring to love.
所以我们人要有神的爱充满。
So we human beings, we need to be filled with the love of God.
人才能够治好我们内心那一种苦毒，那一种罪性。
So we can actually heal the inner bitterness coming from our hearts.
那爱心从哪里来？
So where does love come from?
爱心从圣灵的浇灌来的。
And love comes from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以要认真祷告。
So we need to be really serious when we pray.
神的爱越来越充满。
So when the Spirit of God fills us up,
这个美德自己会跑出来的。
All these good virtues will naturally be with us.
这个叫做结果子。
And that is called the bearing of the fruit of the Spirit.
我们再回来看加拉太书。
So let's go back and let's turn back to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
第五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter
对第五章
5 verse 22.
这里讲圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。二十三节。
Verse 23.
温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止的。我们仔细看这个二十二节一直算下去。有九样的表现。
And here, verse 22 all the way to 23, there are nine manifestations listed here.
这个九样啊, 有哪一样不好?
Can you tell me which one is not good?
有哪一样不好?
Which one is not good?
都好, 每一样都好。
Everyone is good.
哦, 如果你家的庭院种了一棵果树,
And if you actually plant a fruit tree in front of your house,
哦, 也有橘子,
you've got orange,
也有苹果,
you've got apples,
也有香蕉,
you've got bananas,
也有凤梨,
you've got pears,
哦, 什么都有,
oh, pineapple,
嘿, 这,
you've got everything.
这个果树是宝贝啊。
And this tree, you will say, wow, it's so amazing and precious.
哦, 你要吃什么, 上面都有,
so whatever food you want to enjoy, it's all there.
那这个地方讲哦, 是圣灵的果子。
And here it says this is the fruit of the Spirit.
哦, 如果我们大家有种过果树,
so if you actually have planted fruit trees in your yard,
哦, 我以前曾经种过木瓜,
I have planted papaya trees,
啊, 就不结果子,
and it did not bear fruit.
那别人说, 不结果子, 木瓜要砍一砍,
so they said that, well, you need to kind of like have to chop it.
哦, 我把它砍得遍体鳞伤, 还是不结果子。
But after I chop it, it still did not bear fruit.
啊, 最后就从根就把它砍掉了。
So I basically uprooted and then I replanted it.
哦, 所以这个结果子你没有办法勉强了。
So really, the fruit, you cannot really force the fruit to bear.
这个九个表现你没有办法勉强了。
You cannot force yourself to have all these nine manifestations.
哦, 如果我们勉强别人说你要去爱别人,
if you force someone to love someone else,
哇, 压力好大。
And that is a great pressure.
哦, 那你要很喜乐,
and if you want to be joyful,
啊, 喜乐最重要的表现就是要笑啊,
and if you want to be joyful, 哦, you need to smile.
你到教会要微笑哦,
and when you come to church, you need to put on that smile.
笑了一天,
and then sometimes it's just so unnatural that you don't even know how to smile properly.
哦, 那这个太累了,
this is too hard.
哦, 所以哦, 这个不是外表学习的,
so it's not something that can be manifested outwardly.
哦, 圣灵结的果子,
but the fruit of the Spirit,
哦, 圣灵是什么?
What is Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是神的灵,
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
啊, 让神的灵里面有神的本性,
and within that Holy Spirit, there is the divine nature of God.
所以我们内心啊, 那个最深处, 那个水源哦, 要把神的本性倒进来。
So the deepest part of us, which is the source of the water, we need to pour in the nature of God in there. 哦,
那这个水就治好了。
And that water will be healed.
哦, 哦, 那我们就来看, 啊, 彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
啊, 彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
啊, 彼得后书第一章,
Second Peter chapter 1,
第三节跟第四节,
let's look at verse 3 and 4.
哦, 神的神能已经将关乎一切生命跟敬虔的事赐给我们, 皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀美德, 啊, 造我们的主, 第四节,
verse 4,
因 此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们, 叫我们脱离从世上情欲来的败坏, 就得与神的性情有份。 啊, 这个第三节讲, 啊, 神将生命跟敬虔的事赐给我们。
Here in verse 3, it tells us that God has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
为什么?
Why?
因为 用自己的美德来造我们, 选造我,
because he uses his divine power.
好, 我们现在来想想看, 哦,
let's think about this.
我们当中可能很多人在外邦人有很多朋友,
and among us, I believe that you all have Gentile friends.
你跟外邦人的朋友, 哦, 相处一天,
when you spend time with your Gentile friend for one day,
请问你都在谈什么?
What will you say? Or what did you say?
啊, 想想看, 如果你有机会跟外邦的朋友, 啊, 相处一天, 都在谈什么?
So what did you say if you were given the opportunity to spend one day with a Gentile friend?
我以前当过两年的兵啊,
So in the past, I've actually been in military for two years.
当兵啊，生活真的很无聊。
And being in military is actually a very boring life.
那我发现那些当兵的同事里面哦，每一次都在开玩笑，每一次玩笑大部分都是黄色笑话。
So among all the soldiers, all they talk about is 黄色笑话
，Yeah,
yellow jokes.
Yeah.
impure jokes, not yellow jokes. Sorry, impure jokes.
这个就是外邦人在谈的。
And these are the things that Gentile people talked about.
所以孔子讲一句话，群居终日，言不及义啊。就是哦，大家在一起整天啊，讲的跟义都没有关系啊。
Just like Kongzi, right? Confucius, he said that, you know, if we gather and things that we talk about really have nothing to do with righteousness.
所以有时候你跟外邦人太亲近哦，会被同化。
So if we draw really close to Gentile friends, actually our life will be impacted.
因为他整个头脑都是想地上的事。
Because all they think about is earthly things.
哪里好吃，哪里好玩。
Where are the good places to eat and where are the good places to enjoy?
好，那我们在这里住了一个礼拜。
So we lived here for a week.
我们谈什么？
Now what did we talk about?
第三节，生命跟敬虔的事。
We should talk about life.And godliness.
这个生命就是属灵的生命。
And this life is referring to spiritual life.
怎么让我们生命更丰盛
？So how can we enrich our spiritual life?
怎么让我们得到永生
？So that we can have a more abundance of life, and then we can have eternal life.
敬虔呢
？And godliness.
怎么生活能够把神的本性显明出来？这个就是敬虔。
So what is godliness? Godliness is to be able to live out the divine nature of God within us in our lives.
所以我们因为信主耶稣，才有生命跟敬虔的事可以谈。
Because we belong to Christ, so that's why we could have life and godliness.
因此我们这弟兄姊妹和大家在一起啊，在神里面的交通啊，越谈越喜乐。
So when we are in Christ, when we have fellowship, the more we talk, the more joyful we become.
那我们谈这个生命跟敬虔的事啊，越谈，我们的心觉得越清洁。
And because the more we talk about things that pertain to life and godliness, our hearts actually become more pure.
那越谈对神越充满着感谢。
And the more we talk, the more we fill with the thankfulness and gratefulness for God.
越来越靠近神。
And we're drawing closer to God.
所以这个是就是一种享受啊。
And this is actually a huge satisfaction.
所以我们不要一直把信仰哦，都想到信耶稣很好，就是让我什么都是物质上的、肉体上，不是这样。
So when we think about being a Christian, do not think that well, you know, all these blessings that I have received on this earth.
那第四节哈。
Let's look at verse 4.
他将又宝贵又极大应许赐给我们。
He says that he has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises.
这个宝贵啊，就是钱买不到的。
And here when it says precious, that means something that money cannot buy.
你只要钱能够标上数字啊，这个都不是宝贵的，有钱就买得到。
So anything that has a name, has a price tag, is something that you can purchase.
钱买不到，那个才是宝贵的。
But when money cannot buy the things that has a tag on it, then that is very precious.
那大呢？极大就是世界上没有办法比较的。
So what is this exceedingly great thing? It's referring to things that we cannot purchase on this earth.
那这个应许是什么
？And what is this promise that is talking here?
我们大家看第四节这个应许是什么？又宝贵又极大的应许是什么
？So what is this exceedingly great and precious promises?
圣灵，就是下面这两句话啊，就是又宝贵又极大的。
It's the second part of this verse.
第一个脱去从情欲来的败坏。
The first is escape the corruption that is in the world.
这个情欲来的败坏啊，就是以利沙要治那个恶劣的水。
This corruption that is in the world through lust is exactly what the water that Elisha needed to heal.
你看哦，主耶稣讲哦，从里面出来才会污秽人。
Because Jesus says, out of the abundance of our heart, that's the one that is going to defile us.
我们现在找找看哦，马太福音哪里有讲里面出来才会污秽人？
Let's look at the book of Mark and which chapter and verse tells us this verse. Sorry, it's in the book of Matthew, so please find where it's recorded. It's after chapter 10 in the book of Matthew.
15章以前, 找找看。
Before chapter 15, so please find it.
15章, 哦, 马太 15章。
It's recorded in Matthew chapter 15.
啊, 11节。
Verse 11.
哦, 入口的不能污秽人, 出口的才能够污秽人。
In verse 11, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man.
哦, 所以法利赛人很注重吃饭要洗手。
The Pharisees emphasized so much washing hands before taking meals.
啊, 当然现在疫情哦, 吃饭洗手也不错了, 避免疫情了。
And now that we are still in COVID-19, so it's really important that we all wash our hands before we eat meals.
但是从信仰来讲，这个不重要。
But from the perspective of our spirituality, this is not so important.
因为外面进来的不会污秽人。
Because what comes up, what comes into our mouth would not defile us.
那里面出来才会污秽人。
But what comes out of us, that's the one that's going to defile us.
那里面出来就是我们的言语。
And that what comes out of our mouth is our speech.
那我们的言语会包含什么？
And what does our speech encompass?
我们看16节。
Let's look at verse 16.
唯独从口里出来，从心里发出来，这才污秽人。 17节，18节。
Oh, sorry, 7, 18.
发出来有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、棒毒，这都是污秽人。所以这个18节讲就是我们里面那个罪性。
Here, verse 18 is actually tells us the root of our sin.
所以为什么说？ 这个水是苦的，会让人死，让地没有办法出产。
And back in 2 Kings, when I talk about the land, the ground was good, but the water is bad, that it becomes barren because it actually has a lot to do with our heart.
那我们回到彼得后书第一章。So
let's look back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
脱离世上从情欲来。
And it says, escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这个圣灵会帮助我们把那个罪性把它切断。
So Holy Spirit can help us remove the corruption through lust.
那这只是一半哦。
And that is only the part.
那下一半呢？
Second part.
得与神的性情有份。
That so that we may be partakers of the divine nature.
神的性情哦。 表现的最丰盛的是在谁的身上？
The divine nature of God, who actually manifested the abundant divine nature of God?
谁的性情在谁的身上表现的最丰富？
Who can manifest the abundance of the divine nature of God?
在主耶稣的身上。
And it's in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以哥罗西书里面讲，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And that's why in the book of Colossians, it says that all the fullness of God is manifested in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到主耶稣的生活，你就知道这什么叫做神的本性。
So when we look at the life of Jesus Christ, then we understand what does it mean to have the divine nature of God.
那彼得后书第一章就讲，我们这个宝贵的应许就是能够跟神的性情有份。So
2 Peter talks about this exceedingly great and precious promises is so that we may be partakers of the divine nature.
所以当我们祷告，圣灵一直充满下来，就是把神性浇灌在我们里面。So
the more we pray, the more we fill the Holy Spirit, we are actually being filled by the divine nature of God.
就是那个盐倒在水的源头。And
that's when the salt is being poured into the source of the water.
那源头就是我们的心。And
that source is our heart.
所以这个神的本性充满了。
So when the divine nature of God fills us up,
啊, 我们被神性充满了,
and we fill with the divine nature of God,
这个水就好了,
and the water will be healed,
再来就会结果子,
and there when we can bear fruit,
啊, 我们就会感觉到非常好,
and we will feel really, really good.
啊, 家里每一个人都结果子, 哇, 这个家庭就像天国,
so imagine every member in our household bear fruit. This family is
这个就是我们现在在努力的。
And this is something that we all need to strive for.
啊, 一起默祷。
Let's all bow our head and pray in silence.